Okay, recording.
Good evening. Is Chad speaking?
Hi, Chad.
Hi. If you have a question, please. Okay, today 12 March. Okay, this session will be recorded. Chas.
Is there anyone who would like to kick off with a question?
Well, it sounds kind of, it's kind of a baby question probably, but how can we hear the presence and, feel the presence more strongly of angels in our lives and get their messages and hear them better? Although I do hear them, but how can I listen all the time, types?
And your name, please?
My name is Henna.
Okay, Hannah, welcome. Okay, in case we have all kinds of experience, how more experience we have, how more knowledge or information we'll receive. Then you have people, they have a voice. Then you have people, they feel something. And then you have people, they can see angels. But if you close your eyes, Hannah. Okay, here comes Angel Gabriel. He made contact with your heart. With your chest. Okay. Your angel inside you will contact Angel Gabriel. Here comes Angel Raphael. He opened your energy in order to receive more information from the angels. Your angel inside you will give you a reaction in your physical body. Here comes a lot of energy. Did you feel something, Hannah?
Yeah, I feel my chest vibrating really strongly, and I feel a lot of heat there. But I didn't really hear anything, or I'm not able to see anything, but I can really feel my chest heat up very strongly.
Okay, man, in the coming years, you will have received more experience. And after the question from the other people, we will make a session with the energy, the experience, what is, in case of the physical bodies, we have left our physical bodies, the experience, if we have passed away, then you can also feel something.
Okay, thank you so much.
Do you have other questions, Hannah?
Not at the moment.
Okay, who's next with another question? All kinds of questions, doesn't matter.
Hello, Chas. I'm Rojan from Canada. And I'm going to ask you a question. Like, how do I... I've been trying for a few years to get inner guidance. And I haven't heard anything. But I start to feel the chakras and stuff. But I really want the inner guidance because I feel very lost and confused in life. How do I get the inner guidance from angels or masters?
Okay, we will do a test. Okay, Rosen, if you can close your eyes, relaxed. Okay, we ask the permission of God to contact the inner angel of Rogen. Your angel will react. Here comes angel Zadkiel to you. He makes contact with your chakras, with your auras, with your chest, with your head. Your angel inside will be now bigger and bigger. Your angel will give a reaction inside you. Here comes angel Raphael behind you. Here comes a lot of energy from the other world through your lotus, your cosmic heart. Your angel will be strong, give a reaction in your physical body. Rogen, 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 Rogen. Did you feel something, Rogen? Okay, man. In the future, then.
Sorry. Yes, I felt heat in the back of my body, my neck. Thank you.
Yeah.
Sorry. What did you say?
The first thing for the experience is people feel something, and then if you know what you feel, then you can. If the planning for the other worlds for you is for a voice or something else, I mean that's automatic. It will come to you. And normally, a lot of people would like to hear voices and all kind of guidance from the other world. But the people inside, the people on Earth, every people on Earth have an angel inside you. The angel inside you give you feelings, thoughts, and according to you, for your spiritual awareness, and to make the exercise, then normally you get more experience. But normally, your angel inside you give you a feeling. They always give you a feeling that you are interested in spiritual awareness, that you in spiritual things, you feeling says, okay, I'm looking, I'm searching. That's actually from your angel or from your Holy Ghost. Every people on earth has an angel inside you. You have a Holy Ghost inside you. You have a soul inside you. You have your subconscious inside you. And the ghost, your conscious, that is you. And you're all together, you in your physical body. Around your physical body, all kind of auras, chakras, and other things. Dus actually, the planning of God is that all the human beings has been created by God. The earth is learns a sort of school. Actually, it's a big company. The company is called God, and the product is a human being. And normally, if we out the circle of life and death, and you have, by experience of all your lives, you have full conscience of the almighty knowledge of God, then you can create all the things on behalf of God. That is actually the meaning why the people are on earth. There's actually all the people on earth, you believe it or not, we are angels and learning to be a full angel with all the knowledge and the experience of all the lives what you have lived or the next lives to receive the information by experience. And that's actually the meaning. And now these days is a lot of people are searching for the other world, and now more you have contact with the other world at either by feeling or knowledge, or some people see something. There's actually to work together with the other world in full conscience.
Yes, thank you so much. And I heard everything. It's just my ventrilo keeps, I can't keep pressing that. Something's wrong with my ventrilo, so it always messes up like that. Sorry. And can I also ask one more question, Jess?
Yeah, you can ask anything what you want.
I feel as if something's about to happen, like something very good for the Earth, like something's heading our way, like a big change. And I feel like I have to prepare for something, and I really want to prepare, and I could really see the things we are doing to Earth and all the man-made system and stuff. Like, I don't know what to do. Like, what can we do to change the world? Like, how do I get guidance to, is my decision to leave this place good? Like, I don't want to be in the city or in the society. I wish to live with nature.
Now, actually, normally in former life, you have learned a lot of things with spiritual things. And all the, for example, if all the people who are searching spiritual awareness and would like to feel the energies and to search happiness and inside you, and a lot of people, they would like to go on their own and back from the world and to quiet places. But actually, the meaning of the other world is the knowledge inside you. I mean, you are right, there is big things happened. In the other world, everything has been changed. The reaction you can now see on Earth. But actually, the knowledge was already available on this earth, and nowadays a lot of people get some physical problems, either by stress or burnouts or all kinds of things, pressure, and it doesn't matter what kind of things. But anyhow, in order to solve the problems is if the human being should be aware where the feeling and your thoughts are coming from. That is the biggest question, and that's in case the people should be aware where that is coming from, then you can change. That's actually the first step to enlightenment. Enlightenment is actually that you are free in your inside, in your physical body. This normal, all the people on Earth, the most people on Earth, 99% of the people on Earth are slave of their emotions, of their thoughts and feelings. And if your conscience will check where is your feeling come and your thoughts, the incoming thoughts are coming from, actually everybody speaks with the voice of your thoughts. But actually you speak with who you are speaking with. And if you can check this, then you say, okay, I want only like the beautiful voices of the Holy Ghost, of your angels, and of your higher source. And then you can change. You will be changed. You're only looking for happiness and inside you. And all the people you can solve all the problems on earth with this, but if the people search by themselves where the feeling and thoughts is coming from, then you can guide your emotions. You can guide to choose which voice of your thoughts you are speaking with. Then you can have a choice which feeling, yes or no. And normally, the people now on earth is the other way around. And that is actually the first step to enlightenment. And that's why you are on earth, in normal in a city, or doesn't matter. That is the best way. The planning of God is we live a normal life, and actually, a lot of people have contact with the other world in the conscious, and then you can speak, and you get the experience. You can share the experience of your inner life. You can share the experience how you can you have changed your inside. You have no stress. You're always happiness, and so on. And other people looking for happiness. Then you can share this information from your own experience, and that's actually through the experience what you have. That's through, and then you can share with other people. And if you share it with other people, they are thinking about it, and they try it all this as well by themselves. And this is actually the big change.
Okay, thank you so much, Jess.
Okay, welcome.
My question's a follow-up on on Rohan's. I've lately been having what I guess might be called anxiety about the 2012 changes. It's, everybody has different pictures or different stories, and I too, like Rohan, I just don't know what to do. No, I don't know what to. You know, I'm expecting a big change, and I'm feeling a little anxious about it now. So I guess it's not really a question, and just if you can offer some help there.
Okay, the other world, normally, this for example, this you have a question, and I will answer this question in a broad way of information. Normally, all the people on Earth should get information from the other world by feeling and thought. There is a lot of things is going on around you with light masters and other spirits and prophets and angels, and from the negative source. Then the people on Earth should have some change. Thus, there are people on Earth that receive information from 2012. Then with this communication on it, with internet and all kinds of televisions, phones, and so on and so on, the world is very small for the information. And then the people, they receive this information of 2012, and a lot of people think, okay, something will happen. And in the other way around, there are people are working on behalf of the angels and God in order to clean the negative energies. They should away from the Earth. As soon all the negative energies was connected with the Earth for the human being as disconnected, then we have a new generation. The new generation will be higher sensitive people, or the children, and people are seeing and so on, that the other way of they see all kinds of paranormal things, that this will be normal. Dus now actually these days is to get from the old generation to the new generation. The old generation is, okay, they believe only what they can see or they can make, that they believe it, and the other world, they don't believe this. Dus this generation should be passed away, and the new generation is normal. The people these days are interested in spiritual things. Actually, you come from Atlantis. Atlantis, in the former times, 7,000 years ago, we have the experience to work with the energies and all kinds of things, and that was an experience. And then they close it, and now it will be open again, but the other way around. Dus actually, the people are now working spiritual. Is actually they will open for the future, for that it will be normal. And the old generation, they should have a chance that they can also searching as well. And 2012 is actually from the cosmic agenda that the angels on behalf of God had disappeared so negative energies from the earth that actually will be 2030 will be a year of the total takeover from the higher source, from the light. It is, you cannot see it actually in the earth, but in the cosmic way, or you can see it in energies. And the same as electricity. If the generators are blocked, then for example you have a negative energy, then this will be blocked first, and then more light is coming through the earth. Now more light is coming through the earth, automatically you have the change. And now that's why there's a mess on earth. Actually they are changing, and we see actually all kind of negativity, either more and more and more and more negative. For the other world, it is beautiful, but you can now see what is negative. And but actually the frequency will be higher and higher and higher, and actually the negative energy will not in frequency high, they will be the same frequency. And then actually we can see what's going on. The people are born with positive and negative, and the negative what will be as a chain to the human being, they will not disappear. But the people should actually by themselves thinking, okay, I would like to get away from the negative. And that's actually the change. And that's why it will be worse or chaos. And then actually we get a new thing. And that's actually what's going on. And the 2012 and 2013, that will be a turnaround of the lot of energies. But actually, the people are thinking three-dimensional. I mean, if we're not thinking the other way around, from the higher source, you cannot change. And that's actually what's going on.
Thank you, Chair.
Who is next? Eva?
Okay, my question is this. I had a meditation recently, and I asked to meet with somebody that is famous, and he's well known. How do I know that it was actually him? And by the way, normally I have pain when I touch my legs and stuff. And when I came out of the meditation, that pain wasn't there. So how do I know if it's like real? Sometimes I think this is like fake. It's in my mind. You know, what's going on?
Dave, which famous spirit you have contact with?
I asked for Edgar Casey.
Okay. Normally, this by us the same. Actually, the other world, the heavens. We have seven heavens, and all the famous people, or normally people, or famous people, but. The normal people, all in the family knows them, but the famous people, a lot of people knows the famous people. But the famous people, we have the change for 2012-2013. There will be a 1,000-year new period from no negative energy. The other people, they have some positive karma for the earth or for other people. And a lot of famous spirits, or for other spirits, they working for the light, and working with the angels, and they give the people more experience according to the plan from the holy life of God, and that's why there is a lot of action actually, and if you make contact. With this famous spirit and you ask permission to God to, in order to have contact with, then you get the all kind of experience, and you have reaction in your body, and then by the other experience that you have with this famous spirit, then you get actually a how do you call it, an evidence that it is the spirit where you ask for. There's no, and what I can see, it was the spirit that you have contact with. We have also contact with Elvis Presley and Freddie Queen and other things. It is for us normal, you know, but if you can tell to other people, then they say we are a lunatic.
Yeah, but that's what I was wondering. How do I know that it's real or if it's not real, you know? Because it feels like unreal to me.
Yeah, it is real. I mean, I saw it is real. But you get more experience with this guy. And then you actually you get the evidence that it is him.
Okay, thank you.
Who's next?
I have one more question, Jess, if anybody doesn't want to ask a question.
Okay, well, yeah. Rogen?
Yeah, Rogen. From what I have, like, researched and from what I feel like is going to happen, do you think, like, I've heard about extraterrestrials and stuff, but according to your experiences, are they also part of this transformation? Or do they exist, or... Yes, ETs.
Yeah, no, of course. I mean, the Earth is the ninth planet for the creation of God. Everything is created by God. We are the ninth planet, and before you came as a human being, you have the experience in the other planets. The UFOs from also with the Astra Commando and so on, that they like a little bit of human beings, but they have less emotions, and on the Earth we have full emotions and love, and that's why it is a little bit difficult. And you have the other creations who's not like we as a human being. There's actually also a creation of God, and normally if you are the end of a certain period on the other planet, then you will come to the Earth. The Earth is actually the last states in order to come to the higher conscience, to enlightenment. With the other planet you cannot come to enlightenment. But the good sources from the other planets, they working with the plan of God for the Earth. And a lot of people who has contact with the other source, then they have contact normal, and then they give the experience and the information to other people that the other planet exists. And you have also the negative sources from that who is not working according to the plan of God. But the other planets and the other sources, they exist.
So are they physically here or on Earth or near Earth? Like, or is it both?
Now, actually, there are a lot of rumors are going on. Normally, is the experience that the people have with the other sources, or they can have certain experience, and then they can materialize them on Earth, or they make contact with the people on Earth. And then they can see them, and actually the other people cannot see them. This is the same as the frequency. If you have the same frequency, you can see this. if we are on Earth, we sit in a physical body, we look into our eyes. Eyes actually are windows, and we see each other. We actually have the frequency on Earth. The people who sees other frequencies, the same as a television picture in a picture. And the same with the other planets, the people who has the plan to promote the other planets that they exist, they can see the sources that they actually they are connected to each other, and normally is they will support the transformation to the new period on Earth.
Okay, thank you so much.
Okay, who is next?
I have a question.
Yeah, please. Okay, Kane, if you have a question, please.
I've had friends come to me, just one moment, this might be too close to the TV. I've had friends come to me and ask me about why they're stuck in between two worlds, I guess. One where they want to be with someone and like a Christian world, and in the old world where everything was up to the person who was living in it. So the back in the Law of One versus your own heaven on Earth.
You speak now from your own experience, or you where is this information coming from?
This is from my own experience.
Oh, you have experience with the other world?
Yes, I had at one point going through some changes and shifts that had led me to heaven on Earth, and now I'm having people come to me seeing that I've made it, and I've finally ascended past that fearful world, and now it's like the world that I'm in now, I'm not fearful, but I'm still worried a little bit about how to adapt to it, I guess. It comes to me pretty easily, but sometimes I have to catch my tongue.
Okay, but actually, the other world, without promotion from the other world in this world, you have no experience, and if you have no experience, you have no information or stories to tell the other people on this earth. The other world, they have no problem, but everything is based on the free will. The free will is that every people on earth should live their own way and get their own experience. The people who can understand the other world, in case they have an appointment with you, or you have an agreement with them before you came to Earth, then they will contact you in order to get the promotion. For example, if the neighbor get this experience and they have not a lot of knowledge as you are, then they think they are physical not okay, and they go to the psychiatrist, and normally they are physical sick, and they get they will be get in a negative debt, and in a circle or in a spiral of negative. But you have the experience with the other world, and you can can actually aware and that this is through. But a lot of people who has the experience with the other world, and they have feel the happiness and without any problems, and get a beautiful feeling. A lot of people have some problems to live in this world, when it is very hard. But actually, you should promote the other world in this world, and a lot of people who has the experience, you can exchange the experience that you are not alone, and they are not alone, and that they are not crazy, but it is normal. Actually, in the future, this will be normal. And now, for a lot of people, it is not normal. And only the strongly one, they get through. But the negative is not happy with this, that you have contact with the other world, and they will try to block you in your feelings. The negative source from the devil is try to block every people on earth to get the happiness and to get the planning from the Holy Spirit in this world, and they try to block it. But they know that there is a change has been come, already started, that the negative source should be disconnected from the world. And if you promoting the Holy Source, they say, okay, we are not happy with this, and they try to block you.
Yeah, that's what happened to me. At first it started out when I was younger, and then I sort of got over it, and then the second time I actually had to go to a psych ward, and they actually said Allah was there with me. And then the third time it was a different place, but the same problem was happening. I was into the Bible more often, and I just brought myself back to God. And if it wasn't for me coming back to God, I don't think I would have been in the same predicament that I am in now. So I'm trying to promote more godliness rather than following someone who isn't supposed to be a leader.
Okay, Keen, if you can close your eyes. Okay, we ask permission of God for Keen. Here comes Angel Michael. Here comes Prophet Moses, Nabi Musa. Here comes Prophet King David, Nabi Daud. Here comes King Solomon, Nabi Suleiman. Here comes Jesus. Here comes Prophet Mohammed. They will contact your heart. Here comes Buddha. A lot of angels are around you. A lot of things will be disconnected from your chest. From your chest. Head. From your back. From your knees. They will clean your auras, they will clean your chakras. Here comes a big light. It comes in your chest. Your angel will be bigger and bigger and bigger. They open your chest. Keen. future you will receive more information. Secret information. Secret information. Keen, you will be blessed. You get a lot of blessings. Amen. Do you feel something, Keen?
When you were ringing the bells, I had a... Or was it a symbol or a triangle? I had a dizzy sensation. Even though the volume was...
You got some crazy. Get off of that damn thing.
Excuse me.
Okay, Keen, doesn't matter. Who's next? Annie, do you have a question?
Yeah, I'd just like to know your insight, really, on portals, whether they're opening, what your insight is on them, really.
What do you mean, actually?
I was made aware of a portal opening. I actually witnessed the energy building up and then was shown it opening, or the portal was actually there to be opened. And I just wondered what your insight was on such things.
Okay. Close your eyes, Annie. Okay, here comes Angel Michael. Here comes Angel Michael. He asks permission for God. Everything what angels saw. Angel saw. Okay, here comes the purple light. Purple. Angel Michael and Angel Uriel will open your chest and they check the flame in your purple light. Okay, they will be now bigger and bigger and bigger. The angels will work the coming days on your purple flame. Purple flame actually means the energy of purple is the energy of knowledge. A lot of people see it in colors. Every color has a meaning. Your angel inside you can actually the purple energy. Your angel will be bigger and bigger and bigger. They will open your chest. Here comes a lot of purple energy. Comes inside you. Your angel can see it. Your Holy Ghost can see the information. It will be transformed in new feeling, new thoughts, incoming thoughts. And the purple flame means what you saw is actually the flame to search God. The God, the highest source, and the God in the human being. Purple flame, that's what you saw, that this has been active inside you. You will be blessed. You will be blessed. Okay. Thanks.
Thank you.
Hannah, do you have a question?
Yes, actually. I was just wondering, the question that Annie asked about portals. I've been watching some videos by a woman called Ashiana Dean. I've stopped watching them, but it's just... she was saying all this about some channeled information where she received, drawings and stuff, and she was talking that there's a lot of dark agendas going on, and people are not aware of it, and how we are stuck on a prison planet, and how we won't be able to ascend, and a false new age, and things like that. And obviously, it took me to a place of fear, because she said that, we cannot trust Angel Michael and these things. And although I had a good connection with the angels before I actually listened to her information, after that I had a period of distrust. But then I started, going back and connecting with the angels, and I felt that that was not really right. But I just wonder, people say about portals and ascension. And so do you think that we are actually going to ascend the whole planet? I know you said that we're going to be filled with light and stuff, but is it like we're going to be here itself, and the whole Earth is going to be to ascend? Or what kind of chaos is going to happen, and how can we be safe, or, and keep our loved ones safe who may not be as spiritual as we are?
Now, actually, there's a lot of information going on from the other world and this world, and every people should be aware and check all the information. Everything is based on the free will. And actually, all the people who is working with spiritual things or promoting the other world and this world, and who is promoting the other world and this world, should be aware that everything what they say of what I'm saying should be checked. But actually, if we are in the other world, everything should be checked and rechecked, and everything is known by the higher source. Dus, more information the spirit will give to the other people, and what is not according to the holy light, the people are responsible for that. Then actually, all on the negative source is also trying to block all kinds of things. And if the people are actually middlemen from the higher source or the negative source in this world, how more experience we have with the light, and how more experience we have with the negative, then we know what's going on. Actually, we are born, and actually we are created by God. Nothing will be destroyed. Actually, everything should be through, perfection. Everything should go to perfection. And if the people go to the other source, that actually doesn't matter. I mean, some people of about 2,000 or 3,000 years takes longer to come to the holy source or not. The experience is your knowledge. And if you believe there is a God, if you believe there is an holy light, or you know it for sure, there's a lot of different. Dus, I know it is for sure, but people, they have not the evidence, they believe. Your awareness, you everything what is through is according to your experience. If you have no experience with the negative, then you have no, you been not aware of the light. The people is first of starting to searching, they will see beautiful information, and then you can also a negative. Dus actually, the experience that you have with this person, of with the programs, is actually that the Holy Soul, the angels, looking at you and say, okay, what do you do with it? You check, you recheck, and what is your decision? And that's actually where the people, the period of Christ in the Holy Bible, Jesus was only promoting his Father, and he has actually promoting or get to be that we have are aware there is a negative source. Actually, the Holy Bible is a very spiritual book of a high standard, but nobody people knows it or can read it actually what is the meaning of the Holy Bible. Dus actually, how more experience and awareness we have what is positive or negative, dus how we have then a choice, and then you can explain to the other people. And we actually angels working on behalf of God, and some people on earth can be tested by the Holy Source. In case is negative is come, then you, what is your choice? And that you have make the right decisions in order to get higher and higher in the information of the Holy Source.
Yes, I understand. So you're saying that, yeah, I do understand that we're all safe, you know, and it doesn't matter, it takes somebody longer to get there and to get that understanding. So, but the chaos is going to, I think, affect, you know, the loved ones that we have in our life, that in spite of telling them sometimes, you know, they're not open to becoming more aware of what's going on. So I was just wondering if there's anything we could do apart from just sending them love, so that they can, you know, become more aware and open, without, you know, forcing them or without forcing our will on them.
Yeah, well, actually, the free will is holy, and you share the information, and if the people are interested, they will try it out. But force is not okay. It should be by themselves. But if you get the information, you give the information and share the information, then they have a choice. Without the information, they have no choice. And all kind of religion or people are working with spiritual things, the free will is holy. The free will in the people is actually from God. You have a free choice. And if we press other people from that's the best way to do it, is actually not okay, when you are actually manipulate the free will. The free will be holy. And actually everything goes to perfection. If it takes 100 years or 500 or 1000 years longer, it doesn't matter. Actually, every people should become a super angel in full awareness by their own experience. Dus we are, I mean, we are now all on the first step to the other world, but it's taken a long time to get all the information, to all the experience. It takes a lot of life in the future to become.
Yes, yes, thank you. I understand how important and how holy free will is. So I guess the idea is just to give them the information and for them to accept it or to not accept it, if that's what, you know, with according to their choice. It's just hard to see when, you know, we know something and we have an awareness of something, and people who are close to us and who we really love, and we see that they're not opening themselves up to that awareness, and it really, you know, it's heartbreaking sometimes. But thank you for your answer.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, Chaz, I have another question. It's Rojan.
Hi, Rojan.
Hi. I feel more attraction towards fully living in nature, in connection with Mother Earth. I feel as if today's global system is controlled by negative energy and negative people. And I think God has made me aware of this through my own research, contemplation, and meditation. And 4 years ago, I was totally a different person, unaware of what's going on in this world. I had materialistic desires, and I didn't really care about anything. I just, I was just going to school, and now I feel more connection with nature compared to living in a technological world. I feel like it's actually getting worse. We're not making anything better. And I want to ask you, did God really make me aware of this? And if he really did, can I get guidance to live in nature with connection with Mother Earth and being one with God? And I also have heard that this government, like certain secret governments, have connection with like negative agendas or negative beings or extraterrestrials. I don't know. I want to clear this out. Like, I want to know if this is really happening. And I, from my research of 4 years and meditation of thinking of everything, it seems like this is actually true. And I need help from God.
Okay, Rosian. Yeah, God, the angels, give you the experience, the difference between the technical world and living in nature. And maybe the other step will be that we have our own happiness and fully harmonizing ourselves with full happiness in the technical world. So you can do both way. Actually, is promoting the other world in this world. If the older people go back from the technical world, go living in the nature, then the earth will be also have a problem. But normally, you get the experience, and maybe the future have some other planning for you. For the message, but then you receive the information from the other world. And the other way is that governments, secret governments, with have contracts with a negative source. If you example the Holy Bible is what Jesus says, have promoting what is the negative source, but actually all the people on earth are connected to positive, negative, in the feelings and in the thoughts. If the consciousness is not checking where it's coming from, then either we are working for the negative source or for the positive source. The negative source, the information came from the other world to the people on earth. There is a negative source. If the people from for the multinationals or all kinds of secret formation, and they have a lot of money and to rule the world behind this world, normally all the rich people or big organizations have some planning to make a lot of profit for themselves, and doesn't matter for the humankind. And if they are not aware of the holy source, automatic they working for the negative source. Dus if this information is come from a negative source, that they have a lot of agreements with certain people on the earth to work on behalf of them, that's true. But the people are not aware. If they are aware, they make maybe an other choice. But if the people are manipulate human means and manipulate nature and manipulate all kinds of things, automatic they work for negative source. But a lot of people don't know this. And then you have received the information that all kinds of things are going on. Dus that's the problem with the information from the other world. There's so lot of information is coming that the standard and the information is something is different as the way of think, the way of living in the earth. And that's a lot of people make soms wrong, get the information wrong, and then they say it with other words, and that's why some people don't believe that's what the things are going on.
Okay, thank you.
Dave, do you have a question?
Oh, no, I'm fine. I clicked on because I had a full screen and my alt key. I should use the other alt key, sorry.
Okay, doesn't matter. But anyhow, doesn't matter where the information is coming from for the negative information for the world. The holy light, the angels, are a lot stronger as the negative source. The holy light, the planning of God is to make the change in the world. And it will be go step by step, that the world will not be destroyed. And it has to do with the return of Christ. And for the Christians is the Christ, and for the Jewish people, for Moses is it Messiah. For the Muslims is it Imam Mahdi. For the Buddhists is it the Maitreya. The Christ is actually on earth, but they is working on another name. If God take one of these names, then one of the religions will be say this is the best religion. And actually the religion is from your heart to God. God can take any names what he wants, but actually all the names is from him. And it doesn't matter. There will be a change, the light will be stronger, it is a question of time. And if the spiritual people are aware of the holy light, and they can promote the holy light and to this world, then actually what Jesus says in the Bible, he will come back as a thief in the night, and not a lot of people can see it. And if God says there comes a time that the whole world can see Christ or Jesus, then in this time no people knows there was a television. And now these days with this medium can in the future, if the time will be aware, there will be a proof that there is something going on. That's what the Holy Bible says in the Revelations. The 144,000 people, if they open and they can see and they can understand the other world, they will promote who is actually the Messiah, who is actually was the waiting, who is the King of Kings. There will time there will be come. We are now in to get the experience what is the other world, and the angels are working full for the earth, and there will be a big change. There is now a big clean-up, and the clean-up, you can see what's going around the world. That's the clean-up. The Negasov is struggling and fighting. There will be, in the future, will be peace and happiness, and maybe we all get the experience for the future. And inside us, there's a lot of change who is searching, and we know the inner peace in ourselves. But if the other people don't understand it, then you cannot prove them. I mean, that's the problem. That's not a problem, but they should get their own experience, their own knowledge, their own proof. And that's why we are living on earth. It is a beautiful time these days. It is also a time of a lot of struggling, spiritual ways, and a lot of negative will try to block the things, but the light will be stronger and stronger. God can prove everyone on earth, but why should God prove himself? Well, you already exist on earth. And doesn't matter, it's only a question of time. We are on earth to get the experience to be a super angel. Why should God prove themselves? If we pass away, I mean, we have to prove that actually it is a crazy thing, actually. If you know a lot of things, and more that you know, unless you can say to the other people, when the other people don't understand you or you think there's a lunatic. Okay, we take a break, and Hubert give you information when we start, maybe with 5 minutes, and then we make a for the experience we passed away of what? Okay, we get the experience. We make a session, and for the experience, what happens after our physical body dies. In 5 or 7 minutes, I will be back. Hi, Brother Nathan. Hi, Unicorn.
Good to see you, Jazz.
Hi, Jazz.
Hi, Sherina.
Can I ask a question?
Sherina, do you have a question?
Yes, I have a question. What's happening to the people who died in Japan from the earthquake? And how can I tell a little boy from 4 what happened with the people they died?
Yeah, normally if after the people have some all make all the questions, we have a session, and then we get the we make a session with the energy for the experience if the physical body dies, and then you have all the answers of your question.
Thank you.
You're all welcome.
Jazz, this is Nathan. Are you going to guide us through an experience, or we're going to experience an afterlife expression? I don't mean to be specific.
Yeah, Nathan. We will start with the session. If the people are ready to it, then we get the experience. What happened if we pass away, and then we make the trip to the other world, and a lot of people were listened, and what is the experience after we are passed away? We get the experience in the energy.
Is this similar to a shamanic death?
No. If we start, then we will travel to the other world, and then after we come back. And if you have a kind of question, then we answer this. This is the normal way. What happened? All the people we will be born and we will pass away. What will happen? We get the experience. What happened after we passed away? That's for everyone. Is the procedure the same? But the experience is different.
I would imagine it's all different. Thank you. Yeah, thank you.
Okay, if we are ready, then we will close our eyes. Relax. We ask permission of God to travel to the other world. What will happen if we pass away? Here comes the angels of Angel Michael, Gabriel, Gamaliel, Angel Gamaliel, Angel Jophiel, Angel Uriel, Angel Raphael, Angel Satkal, Ushalina Mamasana. Here comes the Holy Ghost. Shadow Olchai. We have contact with our soul. We have contact with our Holy Ghost inside us. We have contact with our angel. We get a lot of angels around us. We have permission for the experience, what will happen if we pass away. Okay. Your conscience will get the experience with your soul and the guidance of your angel inside you. Here comes the moment if you pass away. Okay, you have the knowledge of the earth, you have the awareness of your living, and now the energy of your physical body. Here comes an angel with a golden key. He will open a lock, will open. An angel will take you. You step out of your physical body. You can see your loved ones who are already passed away. And you can see the living one in the physical body. You see your own body, your own physical body. And you will be aware that you exist without your physical body. You see the loved ones who already passed away. They make a greeting to you. And they will give you information. You receive the information. You thought. You hear the noises of the living people in the physical body. There is a silver cord line, silver line connected to your body. You should be aware, you should have the experience that you passed away. Your physical body is the end of the period of your physical body. Then you should have the experience of your own funeral. You should have the experience of your own cremation, who has chosen the dead. That you be aware that you are not dreaming, but that you are passed away. You can see the surroundings and the environment of your, where you are living. And you see other things. And after your funeral or your cremation, the silver cord will be disconnected. And then you go back to your own home. And you be aware that you can walk, but also you can fly. If you think I go to my room, you're actually in your own room. You think I go to New York, and actually you are standing in New York. The power of thoughts. The power of thoughts. Then you should be aware that your family, your loved ones, are sad. A lot of emotions. You should be aware that you not can reach them. You can reach them in their feelings. But a lot of them thinking about you, speaking about you, but cannot hear you. You can hear them, but they cannot hear you. And then you should have the experience for 40 days after you are passed away. Why we should have this experience for the 40 days? You are searching for spiritual experience. You are searching for God. But a lot of people thinking, if our physical body dies, it's the end of this. There's nothing. And if some people think there is nothing after pass away, then they think they are dreaming. They are dreaming. For example, they go to bed, sleeping, and they pass away during the sleep. They think they dream. And if we not have the experience of the 40 days, then we think we are dreaming on and on and on. That's why we have the 40 days. Actually, Jesus has the 40 days well. All kind of religions have the 40 days. After the 40 days, there comes angels. See, here comes the angels. Some looking as angels with wings. Some people they see as human beings. You know them. And they ask you if you go to the first heaven, to one of the heavens. And if you say yes, then you will leave the earth. This is the moment that you leave the earth. You have the guidance of the angels in order to go to heaven. You have seven heavens. You go one of the heaven. A lot of angels travel with you, guided by the angels. You come to a door, standing to both sides through angels. The doors will be open. You come in a place. This is one of the heavens. And you see a lot of all the people who are passed away, and after 40 days come to this place, what we call heaven. It doesn't matter if you have a religion. It doesn't matter if you, what kind of religion. This heaven is a place where everybody should come in order to wait for the golden book, your own book. And if you are in this place, what we call heaven, if some people on earth are thinking about you, then you see actually a mirror. And in this mirror, you see the soul of the people who is living on earth, who is thinking about you, or speaking in the thoughts to you. You can speak with the soul of the people of the earth, and they will receive the information via their thoughtness, via the feelings. You can see actually a mirror. There comes someone you, one of your loved ones comes. In this place, all the people who have passed away, all the spirits comes to this place. And then the period of 1,000 days, then the angels will call you. You come in a certain place, a lot of angels, and you see actually yourself. This is the angel of your subconscious. The angel of Angel Metatron. You should be aware that every thought of your life, incoming thoughts of outgoing thoughts, either your soul is speaking to you, either your Holy Ghost is speaking to you, either your angel is speaking to you, of all kind of other spirits are speaking to you, everything will be recorded. Everything will be recorded. That's why God knows everything, if he wants. All the things that has been recorded during your life will be under control and the full responsibility of Angel Metatron. Here comes Angel Metatron, the angel of your subconscious. Everything goes to your subconscious. That's why God knows everything. Why these 1,000 days? According to former lives, according to the Holy Book of Righteousness, of Justice, everything what's happened to you, everything what you have done to other people, for the people who cause pain, of emotional pain, of you doing or whatsoever, that will be checked according to the book, the Holy Book of Justice. There is a justice, but you net cannot take this in one life. It will be from all the lives, and what you have agreed upon this life. And if you have searching for God, actually, you see your own. The angel from Angel Metatron of your subconscious is a copy of your own self, under control by Angel Metatron. And he is not lying, this angel. They give the information what has been recorded. And you see everything of yourselves what you should know. You feel it, you see it. You make your own choices by yourself. Everything is be perfect. The planning of God is perfect. If the people on earth should know this, everyone make other decisions in this life. Everybody should search for happiness. Happiness. Love. And now the angels take you to other places in heaven, neutral places. And if you want to meet someone who already passed away, they will make contact with you. If you feel someone, or if you receive a thought of your loved one who already passed away, okay, make no contact with you. Feel, see or hear. They are now around you. In case they have a message for you, or you hear a voice in your head, or receive thoughts from your heart to your head, but you not cannot stop. This is the message from the loved ones who already passed away. For everyone who is now listening to this session, this is the message. And here comes a lot of prophets comes now. And angels. Everybody who is now listening, this session will be recorded. Or who will listen in the future to this recorded session, you will receive an answer. This is the message from the Holy Source, from the angels. Angels working according to the holy plan approved by God. This is the message. Or you hear the voice in your head. Or you receive thoughts from your heart to your head, but you cannot be stopped. This is the message. Feel, see or hear. You never be alone. You will be blessed. You will be blessed. The angels taking you now back to the earth. You come now back in your physical body. Before you come back in your physical body, here comes Angel Zadkiel with violet light. They check all the energies. You come now back in your body, your physical body. Okay, you're now back. Okay. You can now open your eyes. End of the session. Have someone who has experience of this session, if you have a question, please.
Chaz, this is Ellen Laughlight, and I'd like to ask about the 1,000 days. What is the purpose of the 1,000 days, or why that number, please?
According to the holy book, it takes 1,000 days of according to your life, that has 1,000 days has been needed in the other world, in order to check and recheck according to the holy book of justice what's okay and what is not okay according to formalize. And in this life it takes 1,000 days, but all your thoughts and all your handlings will be checked according to the holy book of justice. That's why the 1,000 day takes 1,000 days in order to check it out.
Everyone takes 1,000 days. What if someone is a very honorable person who has lived a good and honorable life? Does it still take 1,000 days, or do they expedite it?
Nay, if they have lived an honorable life in this earth, but they have not searched for the holy life of God, I mean, then you have a different way of thinking. According to the holy book, it takes 1,000 days in order to check and recheck all the things, also for former lives. And if people are living a good life in this life, but are not searching for God, then I mean, that there's a lot of difference if they're searching for God or they're not searching for God. If you are living a horrible life and not searching for God, or you take have a miserable life and you search for God, there's a lot of difference.
Let's take best case scenario. Someone who has lived, has searched, and has given of service, and is an honorable, has lived a fine life, all good intentions in this third dimension.
Yeah, I mean, we should be aware you have the rules and regulations of the holy world, and you have the rules and regulations in the earth, and each country has their own rules and regulations. And what is the standard of a good and honorable life? That's for everyone different. Actually, we're coming from the other world and we're living for a certain time in this world. This is actually a small time of a big thing. I mean, and we should be aware to live according to the rules and regulations of the other world in order to search. And if people have an honorable life, it doesn't matter, it takes always 1,000 days. But they check your thoughts, how you are thinking, what is the way of living in order to search God. It's not to search God, but in order to search, but how to actually to get the experience of the holy source. Where is your thoughts coming from? How is the human being created? And so on and so on.
I have one more question, and then I won't ask any more. If someone commits suicide or has a suicide attempt, is that held against them? Someone told me that it is in certain realms. I found that disturbing, so I was just wondering what you can share with me.
I mean, actually, everyone on earth working according to our feelings and thoughts, and then you make an action of a decision in this earth. If people should make this decision what you told, you have the thoughts, you feeling and the thoughts, and actually you do it or you don't. And if you don't and you have the thoughts and you don't, that's actually if you have done it, the suicide, it's actually all the suicides in the earth coming from the negative source. They try to block you, and all the people to do the suicide, actually they have no love inside them, no happiness, and all kind of sadness, and they don't feel anything. And if they receive the information of the thoughts, okay, if you make an end of it, then everything is over and so on. But actually, you get the experience. For example, if somebody makes a suicide in the age of 30 years old, and according to the holy plan, you should be 75. Then from the 30 to the 75, you should get the experience from every time the suicide again and again and again and again and again. And actually, most of the people on earth have done suicide, had either in former lives, in order to get the experience. The experience is actually that we suicide to block the suicide. And if the normal world get the information for the people who are trying to do the suicide, then we have, in case we have so a lot of information, then we can help the people in order to block the negative and to try to get the happiness energy inside them and to make the other decision. And actually, all the suicides come from the negative source. And if the people receiving all kind of ideas and thoughts to do it and they don't do it, I mean, and that is actually the incoming thought of the negative, and they pass away on a normal way, then actually the angels and the holy work are very happy with that you are strong enough in order to do not the suicide. And that's actually the the temptations and the experience, that we should block the suicide and the people that they try to do it, that we can understand them and try as the angels to disconnect the negative source from them, and in order they receive the holy light that for happiness, if they feel some happiness, they don't want to do the suicide.
Thank you very much. That's all good. Thank you.
Welcome.
Chaz, once you make it to one of these seven heavens, I believe 40 days of hearing your loved ones and hearing the expression, and 1,000 days of learning what creation and life and experience was all about. But once you make it to these one of these seven heavens, do you ever return to this physical existence in a physical form, or only when others are thinking of you? Or is this just one of seven experiments or seven experiences?
Now, the 1,000 days, after the 1,000 days, then in case you have a lot of experience and knowledge according from your life, and according you have more knowledge available as the earth has, then normal the angels, the God asks, and the angels ask you if you would like to share your experience from your former life, and then if you say okay, then the angels will guide you. And then you go either to loved ones, or you go to other people you be aware of from former life. Then you give your experience from your knowledge, feel your thoughts, that you give the information to them, and they receive it in their feelings, in their thoughts. There's all the experience and the knowledge that the people now these days has, and if they are passed away, then all the knowledge that according to the Holy Light can be used for the earth, the spirits, under guidance of the angels, come back to the earth and give the people these knowledge. And that's actually, and if the earth and the people has the knowledge to a higher standard, then has the time has come that a lot of spirits come back to the earth according to born again, and to for the next life to get more experience. And in the meantime, then you can, in the other heavens, you can, you should learn from your old things, and then we have a certain period to get the new experience for the next life. I mean, normal way, if you pass away, and is between, if you come back to the earth, is between, normal is it 100 years, 200 years, 300 years, and time between it, and then you come back to the earth.
Do you get a second soul, or are you joining another soul? Are we the essence of our information creating another soul, or is that still, are we all one soul at some point, or is this, are we creating more souls?
Nathan, you are now speaking with your voice. Who is speaking? Your soul? Your ghost? Your conscience? Your Holy Ghost? Or your angel? Who is speaking now to you? Okay, Nathan, if you speak, your conscience, your awareness, that's actually a ghost. You are a ghost. If you're inside a physical body, then you are a human being. But actually, we are a ghost inside a physical body. If the physical body is passed away, then we are a ghost. Your soul is different. Your soul is actually a copy of your awareness ghost. You receive, if you live this earth, you have a problem, and you think, okay, I try to solve this problem. I try to, my car is not the engine is not running, and I try to fix to in order to start my engine. And then you ask yourself, okay, how should I do it? Then actually, if you soul have the information, then they will give this to you in your feeling and in your thoughts. And if this, the soul have not the information, then he step out of your body, he goes to other dimensions, and they ask to other spirits, Nathan's his car is not running well, have you some information? Then they give you your soul the information, you soul go back in your physical body, they give you your feeling, and they give you soul. That's actually your soul. Your soul give you the feelings and your thoughts, and you're actually a ghost in a physical body. But if the ghost in your physical body in and out your physical body, then there's a lot of problems if you're driving your car in and out of your body. That's why your soul is coming in and coming out. We have all the experience if we're trying to sleep in bed, and then actually then the physical body is shaking, or a lot of things happen. Actually, or your soul is starting, they step out of your body, or they return to your body. And if you think on people, for example, you have 5 years, you have not have connection or hear some from your best friends, and you think, oh, what's going on with William? And then in 5 days, you get a phone call received from William. Now, actually, if you're thinking on all the people who is living in this earth, then your soul make contact with the soul of these people, and they give weer a feeling and thought to the people. And that is actually the meaning of your soul.
So our soul just, it's, this is the vessel with a name and my human name, and it travels wherever it's consciously wants to go, and the body is just a vessel with a name.
Yeah, you are locked up in your body. You actually a ghost, and you should be have the experience in this earth. You should receive information, and that's why they use your soul for normal things in the earth, for all kinds of problems and so on, and who people are passed away. And actually, if our people are praying or meditating, then it go all the ways around. If the people are praying, then actually the Holy Ghost will start in his function. Thus, every human being has a Holy Ghost inside the physical body. Thus, if people praying or meditating, then actually it goes to the channel of your Holy Ghost. Thus, your Holy Ghost will report it to the head of the Holy Ghost, Shel Olchai. And that's why all the prayings will be heard in another dimension. And your angel inside you, they have the power, and they are waiting for you. This also actually in your body. Because we have all kind, have some stories, or something has happened with people, or they were on a vessel on a ferry, and the ferry was sinking, and all, and certain people they panicking, panicking, and they cannot move around, and they blocked again, and there are people they not have some bravery, and actually in this kind of situation they have so a lot of power, and they can help people. And if the people say, where is my power? They don't know. There's actually the angel inside the human being taking over. If the night, the time is not there in order to pass away.
So your angel will show up if it's not your time and give you the courage. Otherwise, it's just your time.
Yeah, actually, your angel inside you is always inside you. Every people on earth has an angel inside this. According to the ghost, your awareness, if your awareness has a frequency of a certain setting, according to same as your angel, then your angel and you have your knowledge with that, then your ghost and your angel have the same frequency, and then there will be one. And then actually you are be aware that you are in your higher consciousness.
Why wait till I die? Why not be aware of it right now?
Nee, dat is not to do, have nothing to do with die. I mean, actually, you are living on Earth in order to learn to a super angel. God can create all the information inside your knowledge, that you know everything, but you have not the experience. Then you will be a robot. If you are a robot, you do nothing from out of yourselves. If you be aware of this knowledge, and then you will become with the superpower of your angel, then that's actually the holy plan of God. Dus every human being has an angel inside them. Your ghost, your conscience make the decision. If you go take the wrong decision or the good decision, you go to the negative or the positive, doesn't matter. You make the decision. God inside actually is working via your angel of your Holy Ghost. Dus everybody on earth is the energy of God already inside them. If they be aware that they are already inside them, nobody should be afraid. But we should have the experience and the knowledge what is what. And actually, if you close your eyes, we ask God for permission for Nathan. Brother Nathan. Okay. We ask for the experience for Nathan, the angel of Nathan. He is inside Nathan. He takes your conscience inside the angel of Nathan. Okay, the angel get the permission to give to Nathan the evidence that the angel of Nathan always inside the body of the physical body is available in the physical body of Nathan. The angel of Nathan give Nathan the experience how great the angel of Nathan is, how strong. Feel. This is your angel Nathan. Nathan, Malaika. And he's now moving his head. You get vibration in your physical body. This is your angel, Nathan. Nathan, you'll never be alone. Never. Be aware that it is looking through your eyes. He is looking with you. The same you have a car. You drive in a car. And after 3 years you be aware that 3 people sitting in the couch behind you. The same as your physical body. Your soul is there. Your Holy Ghost is there. Your angel is there. You should be aware of it. We ask God for permission if Nathan get the experience of the Holy Ghost. Here comes Shalolchai. Your Holy Ghost may make a reaction of this. He's looking always through your eyes. Holy Ghost, Shalolchai. You will be blessed. Okay, you are now back, Nathan. Did you feel something, Brother Nathan?
I felt a confidence. Kind of a warm confidence, very questions left my mind.
Oh, okay, it will be in the future. Then if you ask for your Holy Ghost inside you, if you ask for your angel inside you, if you meditate or you pray, then you feel them. You feel them. You feel them. You get the experience and the evidence. You feel them. Okay, thanks.
Chaz, when you talk about the seven heavens, are you referring to the seven levels of the astral dimension?
Yeah, actually, I mean, a lot of people, they have information, and there are certain levels of dimension. Well, normally, you have the dimension of God, and there you have under that for the earth, for the people, for the earth is the seven heavens, and you have all kinds of the seven hells, and the seven heavens has to do with the the people on earth in order to break the line from living live and dead. Is you the need, the earth has been needed to have the experience to come to a higher level in heaven, and from heaven you come back to the earth, and as the time has come that you be aware of the superconscious and the almighty knowledge of God according to the rules and regulations by God, and then you are out of the circle of live and death, and then you can create on behalf of God.
So are you talking about liberation where you can go past the astral dimensions and the causal and merge with the Father, like merge with God, while living on earth?
And living on, in case we're living on earth, then we are, either we are a messenger of God, and to get promote the other world in this world according to the other world, then some people, they have the experience of God, what is God, but they cannot can share the experience to other people when they don't understand it, and according to we have a final decision or final decision to be a super angel, then you can speak with God, and then you have full contact and be aware of God. In case the people should now have contact with the almighty source, I mean, a normal way is that the physical body cannot take it, and how do you call it, lost up, eh? Incinerated, yeah.
So is the super angel related to the same level as a liberating being, like one who attains the highest superconscious state, like a yogi or a fakir from Muslim Sufism, or is it like similar to that, or is it the same thing?
Yeah, that's a good question. Kijk, every religion has their own information according to the time of period the people are living. Dus for example, from the period of Moses, from David, from Jesus, Mohammed, according to the knowledge of the people that can be taken up. For example, if they have more and more information and the people can not understand it, then you have more disagreement and more problems as they can understand. Now is the time has come that the Holy Source, God, can give more information to the earth. Want accordingly, the knowledge is higher as 4,000 years ago. But the knowledge of the Holy Source, God, is from a different way out in the earth. I mean, they try now to give more and more information that we can understand. But in the former times, for example, in time of Jesus, there was no electricity, and if we call energy, the people don't know what is energy. Just now we know what is energy, and they saw an angel, and the God said, okay, you can see an angel and with wings, but then the people think, okay, if the people are paranormal, they see all kind of things, it is for them difficult to see what is from the other source or what is a living person. They see all kind of things, and that's why the angels came with wings, that they say, okay, that's from a higher source. And now these days is that we receive more and more information, and in this in these days and in this according to this information, no people on earth can reach the almighty knowledge of God. We actually 40% on his way to the super angel. This takes nog thousand, many, maybe million years to get a super angel. This we are now a little. We are aware, we can only a little bit aware of the almighty knowledge of God.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, so you say that there are seven heavens and seven hells. I want to know that, is it like how we know it from the Bible, that you either end up in heaven or you end up in hell, and then there's no way out?
Now, for example, if the people have if the people have living a life and they living according to the information from the negative and not searching for God, or they a lot of things to other people, and they have received during their life a lot of information to search for the Holy Light, and they don't do it, then, and all people on this earth, they sell their soul to the negative. Then, after you passed away, and after the 1,000 days of the Holy Book, then you go back to one of the hells. And the hells is for the experience. It is the earth, for some people on earth is it very bad and a miserable life. But in the hell, then you can see who have given you the information, what kind of sources have given you the feeling and your thoughts. And it is very miserable in hell. And then comes a time, there's an angel is coming, and they will taking out you of the hell for the next life, and in this life you should choose for the light. Thus, and normally everything has been created by God. Everything, what not in the earth, but all what people can aware of, everything has come from God, and none of the energies will be destroyed. Everything should be to perfection. This is only for the experience. And if people do suicide and then they go also back to the hell, there's not a punishment, but that the people should be aware, these devils gave you the information, and these devils try to take the world over, and then you get a next chance to go back to the earth. You get you will be born again, and then the same sources will be connected to you, and you receive with the same information, the same feelings. But there is also a feeling inside you to say, "I do it not. I will not take a suicide again," but you know what's going on in the hell. You shouldn't be aware of, but your feelings say, "No, it is not good that I do it." This actually the hell is not a punishment, but the hell is an experience in order to to become more knowledge for what is the difference between light and darkness.
Yes, thank you. I understand. Thank you so much.
Hello, Chaz. And I also, over the years, I've learned that it's possible to attain the highest state of consciousness while living on Earth without having to die. What do you think, according to your experiences, if that's possible? Because I have heard that there are several beings, which is very few, but very few masters who are living on Earth for a long time, and they are capable of teaching the pathway to God while on Earth without having to die.
Yeah, I mean, if the people should, I mean, for experience, from the experience that I have, I mean, for me, is dying, I mean, you left your physical body, and this is only a period of time. All the great masters, if they have an agreement with the Holy Light to promote the Holy Source in order to, for certain people, to give the information and the path and the view which direction, that is the planning from the Holy Source for the Earth. There are always people on Earth, agents are working for the Light to give the information to certain people what's going on. And that is actually the sources. They're working for the Holy Source. And for the normal human beings is actually, at this time, you cannot reach the all almighty intelligence of God. I mean, there is so lot of things. I mean, you should be aware. You should be aware of energies. You should be aware of techniques, of all kinds of possibilities for creation and so on and so on. It's only more a step to the higher consciousness, and from the higher consciousness you have several levels to enlightenment.
Oh, okay, so you mean that 99% of humanity is not ready for that, but it's a possibility, right?
Yeah, I mean, actually the proof is in the earth what's going on now. I mean, they are now the circle of duality, the circle of aggression. I mean, say example, Jesus was the Son of God. He was a super medium. He knows the information of God. If Christ came, then was Christ in Jesus. If Christ speak, then he spoke to the people. If you would meet the Father, the Holy Father, you should fear Christ. Actually, the one of the names of the angel number one is Christ. Jesus was actually an angel, and the angel will receive the angel number one. And if in the Bible says from, okay, if the energy of God came into Christ and Christ came into Jesus and God spoke via the physical body of Jesus, then automatically God says, if you see me, you see the Father. But it's not that nothing to do with the physical body. I mean, and Jesus could walk on water. And his task and his agreement with God was to promote the information. He has a mandate of God, and he was king on earth and king in the other world. But a lot of people think he should be king according to the rules and regulations of the human being. No, he was king of the information and the power of the four elements, and he was has the mandates of the Holy Word in order to change that on behalf of God. And actually, and now you see what's going on the earth. Dus the people is not ready to make the step to the higher consciousness. If they're already searching for that, then there was not so mess what's now going on the earth. Well, actually, the Earth and the human beings are a mirror of the other world. You have more worlds. You have the holy world and the worlds between the holy world and the Earth and between the human beings. And the middle world, where is positive and negative available according connected to the people, and the people actually a mirror what's going on in a negative world. If the people on Earth are conscious of the holy source and have knowledge where thoughts and feeling is coming from, they say I don't want bad feelings, but bad feelings is not from your conscience, from your spirit, and the negative thoughts what's coming in is not from yourself. The negative feeling is not from yourself. And if the people can choose, okay, I will only want happiness. I would like to have freedom and not fighting. And that's what Jesus says. Try to talk according to the level of them, and then we have another world. And then the negative source cannot may interfere in the feelings and the thoughts of the human beings. When the human being says, "No, I can make the decision what's good and what is not good," and then your lotus will be opened, and your angel and your Holy Ghost can work and will give you more and more information. It is only the decision of yourself what you want. And to understand this, we need the bad experience in order to see what is the good experience. And after the good experience, then we can see what is the higher source. This everything has to do with experience and knowledge. Your knowledge comes from the experience, and not the other way around. Not first the knowledge and then the experience. No, it is the other way around. The other wheels is always the other way around. Thanks. Has Mr. L a question? Oh, okay, in case you have a question, then okay, one question. If not, then we close this session. Where's the question, Nathan? Or somebody else? Okay. We close our eyes. Okay, we thank the Holy Light God for the experience, for all the people who has listened, or the other people who will listen to this recorded session. Your angel inside you will give you a reaction in your physical body. In case you should have a message, here comes Angel Michael, Gabriel. In case Angel Michael or Angel Gabriel has a question for those who listen to this session, your angel inside have now connection with Michael, Angel Michael, Angel Gabriel. Angel Michael give you the experience peace of the power of Angel Michael. Feel the energy at peace. 1% of the power of Angel Michael. Feel. Here comes Angel Michael. Your angel inside get a reaction. Here comes Angel Gabriel, messenger of God, messenger, and the power, Gabriel. Gabriel has connection with your angel inside you. Feel 1% of the power of Angel Gabriel. Gabriel, 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 Gabriel. Ishalama. Ushalama. Gabriel. You will be blessed. The light, the power of God. You cannot be aware of the power of God. Everything on earth has its purpose. Everything is in the hand of God. Angel Michael and Angel Gabriel and all the angels all listen to Michael and Gabriel. Super angels. There's one angel stronger. This angel number one. He make now contact with your angel inside you. Feel. Has nothing to do who's the strongest. It has to do with awareness, knowledge, happiness, love. Who and all the people who has an agreement with the Holy Source before they came on earth, who they now listen to this session, your angel get a reaction, feel. Feel the powers. Feel the powers. The experience and knowledge. It makes you free. It makes you free. You will be blessed. The angels and the angel inside you are glad that you have the experience today with this session. They are always there. You are never be alone. Never. They can hear you. They can see you. They are inside you, around you. Okay. Feel the blessings. Thanks. Thanks. End of the session.
Oh, thank you so much for sharing that with us.
Okay, thanks for listening.
Thanks a lot, Chaz.
Okay, thanks.